went to Kailas. At that time, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu, Mahabhagavat. He was telling, says, same sweet pastimes of Krishna from first canto to. And Parvati was hearing, no one other. And that katha is Amar Katha, transcendental Katha. So he was speaking first canto, second canto, third canto, but this is Sarga and Visarga. This is creation, about creation. So Parvati has no interest for creation. And she slept. But that parrot who was sitting there, he began to do more. What? Kya? Aur aage kahiye, aur aage kahiye. So Shankar could not think that my wife has slept. So he go on doing. When 10th canto was finished, she woke up and told, oh Prabhu, I was left hearing second and third canto. I could not have interest in that, and I saw. So please repeat it. I will carefully hear. Then Shankar told in mind, who has heard? Who are you doing? Again, what, like this? Aur aage kahiye, aur aage kahiye. Who was hunkari kaun far raha tha? Hunkari kaun far raha tha, mane? Hunkar, koi proper word nahi hai. English has no proper words. So, Shankar began to look here, where, and he saw in the groves of branches, leaves, green, a green parrot was there. He was hearing. He has heard. And then he took his trigon and followed him. This parrot, to save himself, he flew from there and direct he went to Badrikashram, where Vyasdev and his wife Bhitika Devi were there. Shankar followed. If we will go, it will take more than 2-3 months from Kailas to about 6 months it may take. But in direct, when he flew away, only 1-3 miles. Very soon he reached there. And Vyasdev was telling to his wife same Bhagavat Katha, and she was hearing very great interesting, and his mouth was open. So that parrot went in the mouth and the womb of Bhitika, the wife of, and then for 16 years, he was in the womb. One day Vyasdev told, who are you? Why not coming from womb? You must come. You don't give any problem to your mother. Mother has pain for 16 years. So please come out. And then from home world, some voice came, I cannot come. When anyone take Maya from this world, illusory Maya, then I can come. Best they told, I can do. So I'm taking this Maya for a moment, you should come. I don't have any trust in you. On whom trust? On Krishna. Then he meditated Krishna, and Krishna came and told, oh boy, you should come out. I'm taking my Maya for a moment. In the moment, you should come. And telling this, he became out of sight, and this parrot as a man, human form, he came down. And at once he ran. Vyas was following him. Oh, from there, when he went some distance, oh, some demi goddess Aspara. Aspara?
Angel.
Naked, they are playing in a pond and taking ball. When this naked ball, very handsome, beautiful, young, his body was very charming, but naked, no bones, very young, attractive. So, and his hands were ajanulambita, very long. Oh, this nose, very beautiful, everything. So when he was passing that pond, oh, Aspara is still playing and taking ball. But when past there, old person having white hairs and this, and not naked, he had wrapped some cloth, and when he went there, then they become sinful, and they come, they took their cloth and for distance they did pranam to Vyas. Then Vyas became very astonished and asked them, "Oh, my daughter's daughter, like nephew, granddaughters, my son very young, very attractive, and he passed naked, and you could not have any
same
thought that, and I am your grandfather, more than that, I have taken my claws, I am old person, but why you took your claws and you did me pranam?" Then they told, "You are asking us that you are women, but your son, nothing. He thinks no difference between man and woman or anyone trees. If we fail, he sees Krishna, nothing else. In our heart, he thinks his worshipable Krishna is there, always observed. So we have nothing shame from your young son, but from you we have shame." That this is Sukadeva Goswami. There are so many stories of Sukadeva Goswami. So I will say now what Sukadeva Goswami told, how a soul can be happy. You Savai Kunsa. When Shankar came, "Have you seen any parrot coming here?" Shankar, "Yes, I have seen." Vyasadeva told, "Yes, I have seen." "So where is that?" "Oh, but I am asking you, why you are searching that parrot?" He told, "I will kill him." "Why?" "He had heard Srimad Bhagavat Amrit Katha." "Oh, what is the fruit of this, hearing this Harikatha?" "That all will be ajar amar, all be immortal. Then if that parrot has heard and he has become immortal, then how can you kill or think?" Then Shankar began to laugh and he returned back. That only qualified person should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who have some Shraddha, strong belief in Srimad Bhagavatam, that by this attachment, all kinds of attachment will surely go away and Uttama Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti will come. You should speak that, you know, if anyone, knowingly and for discussion, they are hearing, we should not tell Hari Katha. Those who are in opposition of Srimad Bhagavatam, but they like to hear to cut the argument of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many. Even in India, there are so many political leaders. They have read Srimad Bhagavat Ramayana. Why? Not for bhakti. To criticize our Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyas, Krishna, and all. For them, Vishnu.